Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The workings of the Lord is so intricate and wonderful. As I see His plan unfold, not only in my life but in the lives of others, the people, those that draw near to Him, He uses them to do works of glory, to be a blessing to people. All His motive is love. Everything God does is out of love. Before He do anything, He think about everything. He consider the best path. And one He chooses is perfect. So the people He choose to do His work is a perfect choice. So many times people don't feel like they're worthy of it or able to pull it off. But He's going to help us. He gives us the grace to do it. See, included in grace is everything we need. It's a gift. He gives us the gift to perform His will. Even the love, we just have to receive it. When you receive salvation, you have His kind of love. And the love of God grows. And it grows as we receive the knowledge of the Word. The Word of God is the knowledge of love. Love has knowledge. The Word of God is the knowledge of love. That's why when you receive His Word, you receive His love. You receive His power. Now the power of God is the love that you serve with. That's the power of God. The world it operates totally different. It feeds off of what exists. So the world has no power. Their power is deception. Satan's power is deception. If he can trick you, if he can lie to you, that's why he's the father of lies. He has nothing to offer. He's not strong. Only his ability to deceive. But when you fill your heart with God's love, his deception can't work. And I'm not just saying these things just to be talking, just to be filling up airspace. This is God's, this is how it is. The more you love, the more you live. You don't have to be concerned about feeling worthy. Follow God with that kind of love and it'll happen. Things will happen, and you won't know how to label it. It'll be so awesome to you. And you'll see why I say God thinks of everything, even the timing of His commandment. He gives us the commandment in time for us to be faithful. He knows the duration of time it'll take for us to act. So whenever He gives you an assignment and tell you what to do, start being active with that assignment. That's the only way to see what God can do in your life. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to succeed. One thing you'll learn from the Lord if you keep following Him is that there are no limits. God, you are unlimited in Him. You can do unlimited works. You can be unlimited. And you can do unlimited things. It is people who make the mistake of putting limitations on God. People look, just like when God first called a person to the ministry or called a person to an assignment, they're looking at all the things they've done wrong, all the negative speech that they've heard people say against them, and it develops into the way they feel about themselves. Those are lies from the world. But the truth of God's word, God is for you, He's not against you, and He's going to help you. He's going to put air in your sails. Go. Do. And live according to God's word. And if you keep paying attention, you're going to keep learning. See, Most people, you know, we see it wise to get a good education and then go out there and start doing it. That's good, but it's not perfect. Some things you just can't learn until you start doing it. If you have enough love in you, love causes people to see the wisdom of God. The love of God is attracted to the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God. And so when people start following God and listening to Him and doing what He say do, when this process happens, you can learn, you're in a position to learn things that you normally could not learn. And the world can't show it to you because the world don't know. But follow the steps. It won't be perfect in the eyes of men, but God can take an average man, like fishermen and tax collectors, and confound the theologians that lost their way. All the proud men that have their mighty educations, and in the eyes of men, they are great people. But the Lord can take a common man and anoint him and confound all of them. The anointing is much mightier than human education. And I'm not knocking education. I believe in education. My mother was an educator. But she knew how to teach students that had a hard time learning. She knew how to make things plain. She knew how to break it down and give you understanding. And help you notice the things that most people won't notice. Why? Because she loved God. And she stayed in the way of God. She stayed in the path of Christianity. She continued to grow and learn. I would walk past her room going to bed, and she'd be on her knees praying. My bedroom was at the end of the hall, and I'd have to walk past hers, and she'd be praying on the side of the bed, and sometimes studying her Bible. And sometimes she'd call me in there and teach me something. And you know, looking back on it, she'd wait till I was in a calm mood to learn, and then she'd teach me things. And it stuck. When you have love in you, you can see the things, you can see opportunities that you normally wouldn't see. And you can do things that normally could not be done. If the Lord is dealing with you to do something, do it. If He give you dreams in the night and show you the needs of people and how to pray for them, pray for them. You know, just this week, I had a dream about one of my cousins, and it was a weird dream. I woke up it wasn't just a dream. It was God was dealing with me about her so I could pray. And all of my sleep went away. I was alert. I said, this is God. I got up and I started praying according to what He wanted me to pray. I started taking authority. You have to do these things. You can help people through prayer and intercession. You can help people live and not doubt. Only God can show you what's going on somewhere. God loves us, folks. And He wants us to know Him. He wants us to do what He will have us to do. He wants us to see. And you can help people in prayer. You can help people go forward. No matter how bad things have gotten, no matter what you've done that you hate, learn to live. Learn to go forward. Your life is greater. And what God can do in you is so much greater. As you go forward in Him, you will grow past the things that have embarrassed you in the past. Embarrassing failures. Eventually, if you live long enough, you may fail. But that's not the end of the story. But the more love you have in you, the less you'll choose to fail. And you may not get the job done because of a lack of knowledge or a lack of strength. But if you know anything about warfare, you got to be strong in Him. I like what Henry Groover said, keep the fight supernatural. Don't go natural. In other words, when you're doing battle, spiritual battle, keep it spiritual, and you'll always win, and there'll be no casualties. But if you use guns and knives, you're going natural. Sometimes, if you're a police officer, you may have to go natural. But always go spiritual first, and you may not have to go natural. Same thing with the soldiers. Soldiers are designed to go natural. That's how they learn to fight natural. But if you learn to fight supernatural, you can get the job done with less casualties and more accuracy. God loves us. He thinks of everything. But people only know in part. And the Lord will use what you know in part to make the day. And you'll see that God really does think of everything. In every assignment, like always, protect it. Protect your life. Protect your loved one's life. Protect the people that you're ministering to. Protect their life. Tell Satan he can't hinder them from learning. He can't kill them. Tell him he can't hurt them. Start praying for them before you go minister. You know, sometimes I do warfare under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Satan has plots and plans against people, against churches, against people who are strong right now. And I told him he could not attack the children of our church. It's just like a pack of lambs. You know, the wolves come around. They don't go around the rams. They go to the little bitty babies. Something they can grab up and run off with. And there are people that will hurt your children. To mar their life. You have to keep your daughter safe. And your sons in these days. And the enemy works while people are not looking. You can be used to victory. You can be used to living without attacks. You have to be vigilant. Live with your eyes open. That's the only way to do it. Otherwise, the enemy will try to get one in over on you. And I want to make sure that everything that we do works in Christ. Because we can. You just have to watch and pray. Now, I don't always know what to pray for, but if you pray in the Holy Spirit, you're more likely to pray under the unction of the Holy Spirit. You're praying for the most necessary needs when you pray in the Holy Spirit. And sometimes it'll just be an unction. You just know what to pray for. Start praying for taking authority over situations. Leave nothing to chance and happenstance. Nothing. Be vigilant. Never leave anything to happenstance or chance. But always seek to follow God. And seek to know Him. and you will always win. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.